right. We are going to go. We are about to be live here. We are technically live in Sandpoint Arena. This is the third and fourth place matchup between the Port Aldsworth Lady Lynx and the Lady Eagles of Sandpoint. I'm joined by my fellow partner here, Edmund Cumberlitz. How are you doing, Edmund?
I got my rock star, so pretty good.
Yeah, I know. Got your rock star. Things are looking pretty good. I understand. We're going to go ahead and do the announcements here very shortly. The coaches are getting one last word in with their players. This is a rematch of last night's game, where Sandpoint had a strong victory against Port Aldsworth. Be interesting to see what Abigail Wells has done differently. Oh, was it close?
Yeah, I think Sandpoint lost by one.
Maybe. They lost by one?
They lost by one.
Oh, my goodness. Are you sure? Okay.
No, that's Sandpoint.
They lost against News 2 by one. I think last night they won pretty hefty.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens here. We got 1 minute on the clock. It's now stopped, so we're going to do the announcements and the pledge and all that good stuff for the 10th time. But, hey, you can never do it enough. So, again, just about 1 minute here. Things will get underway. The players are lining up for the announcement. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's first matchup. This is the third place competition between the Lynx from Port Aldsworth and the Lady Eagles from Sandpoint. Make some noise for both of these awesome teams. Let's begin by introducing the Port Aldsworth Lady Lynx. Starting, number 4, Kaylee Harriet. A starter, number 5, Marissa Olson. Starting in at number 10, Alyssa Olson. A starter, number 14, Karis Aldsworth. A starter, number 33, Allie Smith. And rounding out the team, number 11, Mercy Aldsworth. The Lynx are coached by Coach Abigail Wells. And now make some big noise for your Sandpoint Eagles. Number 4, Madison Thompson. Starting, number 11, Desiree Mobeck. Make some noise, a starter, number 12, Alyssa Ludwig. Starting, number 34, Dawn Tezza. A starter, number 44, Chloe Gardner. Number 10, Justina Parami. Number 5, Nicole Gunderson. Number 15, Mariana Larson. Number 23, Brianna Mobeck. Number 24, Johnny Pilcher. And number 45, Peyton Stroud. The Lady Eagles are coached by Emil Mobeck. Tonight's referees will be Brandon Smith and Joe Calver. We'd like to invite everyone right now to please stand and face the American flag and remove your hats as we give our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now for our sportsmanship creed, the ASAA and its corporate sponsors appreciate your attendance at this game. This contest is being played under the authority of the Alaska Schools Activities Association. ASAA rules provide for fair play and sportsmanship among everyone involved. All participants and coaches are expected to exhibit the highest level of respect for their opponents and the officials. We also expect fans will eagerly support their favorite team by applauding fair play while refraining from negative words and behaviors. So please, be loud, be proud, but be positive, and let's get this game started! And if pre-game excitement is any judge for how this is going to go, the Port Aldsworth Lynx are definitely on the road to success so far. Very, very amped up here, doing the arm-in-arm swaying side to side. Great way to get hyped up. It's going to be the final game for these two teams as they come in here for the chance at third. Already, Sandpoint, our King Cove, has solidified the championship, and New Stewie Hawk walked away with second. Here is the tip-off. Desiree Mobeck gets a tip, but it goes into the hands of Marissa Olsen.
Dantezza with the steal.
Good steal by Dawn Tessa. She needs help, though. She pulled up her dribble deep inside the Lynx territory. She's able to get it from Melissa Ludwig. Good motion already underway here by the Sandpoint Eagles. Alyssa Ludwig has the ball on the far baseline. She'll dish it out to Dantessa. Nice feed to Madsen, who's wide open on the bottom right post, and it's good for two. You're going to have to watch out for Madsen. You can't leave her open.
Nope.
Full court man-to-man pressure here by the Eagles, almost forcing a turnover, but Marissa keeps hold of the ball.
Ooh, that pass was just a little high.
Yep, good pass intended for Karis Allsworth, who was right there in the paint on the bottom end of the post. It's a little too high and outbounds off the baseline.
This is going to be a good team.
It's going to be a great game. Every game's been great. Looking like we're going to get a little bit of a man-to-man zone here, a 3-2 zone. Now, again, feeding down Dantessa to Madsen. And that's another 2 points back-to-back for Madsen. Same
those
exact play.
Those are easy points. Ooh, well, full-court press by Sandpoint.
Port Allsworth has no trouble getting passes, though there wasn't really a lot of pressure being applied by Sandpoint with that full-court pass. Oh!
Ooh.
But a missed pass to Allie Smith goes out of bounds off the sideline. Last touch by the Lynx. So with 4 points for Sandpoint, zero for Port Allsworth, and 7 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Lynx are having a little trouble passing today.
Yeah, you know, I think they're very excited. You kind of have to get your jitters out. Oh, another feed down to Madsen. She instead passes to Desiree, who puts it off the glass. Good for two. And there you go, Madsen. She saw more defense around her. Oh, almost a tip up by Madsen there, too. Another bad pass forces a turnover.
Yep. Sandpoint is doing very well defensively.
Yeah, they're off to a fast start defensively. They're also doing great offensively, playing the bottom post really well. Oh, almost stolen there by Marissa Olsen, but Dantessa keeps hold. Here's Desiree Mobeck. She drives another wide open Madsen. She takes her time, though, and that's going to
three seconds. This is definitely going to be a hard game because Lynx only have one player sub in. And Sandpoint has a whole team.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, two-person trap there on Karis Allsworth, but she does a great job drilling past. Even gets around Desiree Mobeck, who was posted up really strong there. So the Lynx are able to break past the full-court press. But as they get to their end, they're working towards the bottom end of the post. Allie Smith with the ball. Using a little bit too much arm as she was trying to work her way down to the post. That's a contact foul against Allie Smith for the Lynx.
That is the first foul of the game.
And that wasn't even too bad, but I guess it's kind of setting the pace. Oh, bad pass by Alyssa Ludwig. Ends up in the hands of Marissa Olsen. She didn't even see that one coming. Passes back out to the free throw line. Oh, high off the glass. Almost goes in. Really powerful shot by Kaylee.
There goes Dantessa on the fast break. Passes it to Desiree Mobeck. That's good for two.
That's good for two. And a great job by Desiree. Yeah. She regained. Oh, tip out there by Madsen. They're going to get to throw in off the baseline again, but man, Desiree was moving really fast and almost lost control of the ball, but she pulled back and put it up there. And here's a substitution in for the Lynx. We're going to have Mercy Allsworth subbing in.
And it's a timeout by Coach Abigail Wells.
Yep, Port Allsworth calling that timeout. We're at 5:45 in the first and 8-0 in favor of Sandpoint. Seeing Sandpoint play really good basketball, I think we did see them play like this against New Seahawk. And that was just a tight, tight game. And, you know, it was a blowout for King Cove and New Sioux last night. King Cove won easily. But today's game earlier against New Sioux and King Cove.
That was a close game.
Oh, man, 1 point separated them, I think?
Yes, both teams were very good on defense.
And it kind of had me wondering if New Sioux, knowing that they were already in the championship, just didn't really try very hard last night to save energy. You know, it makes a lot of sense. So here's good defense. Chloe Gardner is sticking like glue to number 14, Karis Allsworth, but... And Chloe will knock the ball out off the sideline, so a throw-in on the side now, still deep inside Sandpoint's territory. Karis gets it. She drives the sideline really well. She's and we're going to have a blocking call there.
Number 11, Desiree Mobeck. Just too much contact.
Yeah, she was following her, but, man, Karis was doing a great job. She had Desiree beat, and Desiree was just trying to keep up. And she had number 11, Mercy Allsworth, behind her that she was going to have an easy feed to.
That ball is tipped out by Dantessa.
Good defense there by Dantessa. This time, Kaylee Harriet will throw in the ball for Port Allsworth. They're on the sideline as opposed to the baseline. Here it is. High pass goes into Karis.
Almost tipped away by Dantessa.
Yep, Dantessa with her characteristic, there's a good tip up. But it makes it to Mercy Allsworth. She can't maintain control, though.
Last touch by number 11, Mercy Allsworth.
And Mercy didn't get a chance to play the last game, so it's good to see her here.
Yeah.
Here's Desiree Mobeck driving the lane.
Ooh.
She's going to get fouled as she pulled up to pass it to Chloe Gardner, who was just at the free throw line in the paint.
Number 4, Kaylee Harrod, just a little bit too much contact.
Yep, she could. You can tell by the look on her face, too. She knew she did it.
Yeah.
Here's a throw into Dontessa. Alyssa Lubbock wide open for the three. She decides, yep, there it is. She takes it. No pressure whatsoever. Off the back of the rim. Rebound goes to Karis Allsworth, but Dontessa forces a steal. Has a nice easy layup on the right-hand side bottom post. Off the glass and good for two.
Mercy Allsworth tried to pass it through Dontessa Madison, but Dontessa deflected it.
And it's off the foot of Dontessa. Chloe picks it up. Pass all the way down the chain to Alyssa Lubbock on the bottom post. Doesn't go in. We have a jump ball for that rebound.
Nope, that was a foul on number 4, Madison Thompson.
Oh, was it? They're going to call... Okay, Madison Thompson was working really hard to get that ball back. Allie Smith's going to sub in for Kaylee Harriet for the Port Allsworth Lynx. Two and two fouls, so two fouls apiece for these teams. Here's a throw-in. Kara's trying to work her way through, and she stepped out of the sideline, I believe. Yep. Good job by Chloe Gardner forcing her to step out of bounds. And just like that, turnover, Sam Point. There's the play in action. Throwing wide open, Madison. And
she almost loses it.
Yeah, she almost lost the ball. And the shot by Desiree does not go in. Rebound by the Port Allsworth. And this is the second or third time that Madison's had this situation.
Yeah.
She needs to not dribble. When she gets the ball, just pivot and put it up because the dribble is giving them time to collapse.
That shot was pass was deflected by Madison Thompson.
Good job by Madison playing some tight defense. But, yeah, if she just pivots instead of dribbles, she could have had three more baskets.
Yeah. Once she dribbles, she usually loses it.
Yeah, she'll lose it or the defense will collapse and she just doesn't have the open shot anymore. Mm-hmm. There's an over and back by the Port Allsworth Lynx. Karis lost control of the ball off of her foot, recovered it, but just on the other side of the half-court line. Here comes Sam Point, 4:20 to go here. Alyssa feeds it to Desiree on the bottom end of the post. She passes it to Dontessa, who has a pretty hard shot. Doesn't go in. Put back by Desiree doesn't go down either. Rebound. Oh, there's a steal by Desiree. Dontessa, and she's going to be pushed out of bounds. So foul.
Contact foul, number 33.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a little bit too much contact pushes her out of bounds, and they'll give her the foul.
It looked like she got a little frustrated, kind of did a little shove.
Great throwing on the baseline to Madison, and she doesn't make the first attempt, but that second one goes in.
Yep.
And just an easy opportunity for Madison. She's owning the post tonight.
Looks like Amo is switching out the whole team.
Yeah, we've got the line change coming our way here and a travel there. Alyssa Olson, who's a very good ball handler.
Now in for Sam Point, we have number 24, Johnny Pilcher, number 15, 15.
That's Mariana Larson.
Mariana Larson, number 10, Justina Parami, number 23,
Yep, that's Brianna Mobeck.
Brianna Mobeck. And number 5, Nicole Gunderson.
So the whole new fresh set of legs coming in here. That was a tipped-out pass that goes out of bounds on the baseline position for the Eagles. A high pass to Justina almost gets lost, and it does get lost. It's going to go over the other side of the basket. And Marissa Olsen will pick it up, but Justina just guarding it like a dog. Shot attempt put up, doesn't go down, and timeout.
We have an official timeout by ref
Joe Calver.
Yep.
Brianna was on the floor for a little bit too long. And just want to make sure she was okay, so he calls a quick little timeout. Throwing on the sideline for the Eagles, who had possession of the ball. Oh, and there's Justina. A slow pass to Justina. Could have almost gotten picked up by Marissa. High pass to Johnny Pilcher on the right-hand side of the perimeter. She's looking for some help. Finds Justina at the baseline. Nice feed down to Mariana Larson. Doesn't go in. Off the hands of the Eagles and out of bounds. And they just do this one all day long where they just pass it down the perimeter, have the player feed back into the baseline, and then just send it down to the bottom post.
Yeah, they're doing a great job of getting those post players down low and getting easy shots.
Yeah, and it's nice because the movement of the offense really distracts the defense, gives them the opportunity to get the post player down there. And, I mean, they've converted the majority of the points so far with that one play.
Yep.
That or baseline tip-ins. So good job here by the Eagles controlling this game so far. The score is 12-0 with 3:20 in the first quarter. Foul-wise, not too much to say.
Nope.
Three fouls for Port Allsworth, two for Sandpoint.
They're definitely playing good defense, but not really too much in the foul.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Port Allsworth is sticking with it. They haven't had a lot of possession time, though, with the ball, and that's really hurting them.
Sandpoint is playing a great defense, making the Lynx turnover a lot.
Yeah, lots of turnovers. Moving violations on the Lynx also being a main contributing factor to that. Good effort, though, by both these teams. It's great having Port Allsworth here. I mean, we've said this probably about a million times, but they got to be some of the friendliest people you'll ever meet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All these teams are very friendly.
Yeah, it was good having New Stew here. They're a great group as well. They had to fly off a little bit early, so they won't be here for the dance tonight, but there is a dance for ninth grade and up in all the teams. So come on down here. The student council will be hosting that event.
Be looking out for me. I'll be collecting your money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you
going to
be the muscle?
Yeah.
The bouncer?
Yep.
And there's a throw-in. Looks like the ball, is it loose on the floor?
No. There was a pass from Johnny Pilcher to Justina that went over half court.
Okay, so that's over and back. Mm-hmm. Possession will go to the Lynx here on the half court line. Throw in Alyssa Olson.
Ooh.
Bad pass. Gets picked up by Johnny Pilcher, but Kaylee Harriet's fighting for it.
Off the foot of Johnny Pilcher. Out of balance. It is Lynx ball.
Good effort by Johnny. She was really trying to get that ball. Kaylee stayed with it all the way, though. And here's the throw-in just a little bit further down the sideline. Oh, and Karis Allsworth just can't quite hold on to the ball. It goes out of bounds on the baseline, and possession will be for Sandpoint. With 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter, the score remains 12-0. And, oh, I think we're going to have a contact foul there. Brianna gets pushed pretty hard by Alyssa Allsworth. Yeah, they're going to call down on Alyssa. So a throw-in on the sideline. That'll make four fouls for Port Allsworth. Oh, a bad pass to Justina. Gets picked up by Marissa. And that was interesting. The ball, like, lost momentum in the air somehow that Marissa Olsen put up. Oh, there's a recovery. Oh, good defensive play by Porter Aldridge. Karis totally intercepts the pass that was going towards Johnny Pilcher, who was right there on the bottom right-hand post.
Yeah.
She can't control it, though. It goes out of bounds off of Port Allsworth.
Yeah, Karis did a great job anticipating the pass and just completely got control of it.
Yeah, she was right there. There wasn't even a hope for that ball. All right, Sandpoint with it. Justina Parami with the ball, looking for the play to get into action. She pivots all around. Not the greatest pass to Mariana Larson. It wasn't able to get to her. Picked up by Karis. Here's Karis taking it coast to coast. And, oh, Justina slams the ball down, gets a little bit of hand contact.
Yeah, she was trying to get the block, but just got too much of number five, Marissa Olsen's hand.
Yep, so here we go to the line for Port Allsworth. And, you know, Justina was being really tightly guarded, and that's great defense by Port Allsworth, forcing her to do a bad pass where she was essentially just throwing her momentum off and trying to get the ball behind her back. First free throw attempt doesn't make it down. One more opportunity for Port Allsworth here at the free throw line, see if they can't get their first points on the board.
Sandpoint is doing a great job making Lynx really, really have to work to get it down to the basket.
Yeah, they are. They're doing great defensively here. And that second attempt didn't make it in either. Sandpoint gets the rebound. Johnny Pilcher with it. She's looking for a little help herself. Feeds it down to Justina. She's going to take a shot from three from the baseline. Doesn't go in. Brianna with a great sticky hand rebound. Passes to Johnny, who takes a shot for three. Oh,
that's good.
From our position, you could tell that was good all the way.
We just watched it go through the hoop.
Yeah, that was perfect. Oh, Karis totally weaves through traffic.
Ooh.
And there you go. Gets 2 points. Good job.
She completely caught the Sandpoint offense completely off guard.
Yeah, there was no transition happening there for Sandpoint. Totally takes advantage of it. Good job by Karis Allsworth. That's 2 points down the board for Port Allsworth. 15-2. Favor of Sandpoint. Johnny Pilcher has it. Nice little send down to Mariana Larson. It goes hard off the back iron. Rebound fought for, and that's going to be a foul against Brianna.
Yep. She jumped up and hit the back of number 14, Karis Allsworth, leading to the foul.
That's the first one for Brianna, but she's still going to go ahead and sit down. In for her is number 45, Peyton Stroud. Peyton had her first couple series of points last night.
Yep.
Oh, and a high pass goes out of bounds. Intended recipient was Kaylee Harriet. A little bit too much mustard on it from Karis Allsworth.
Johnny Pilcher got a little bit of her fingers touching that ball, so it's going to be Lynx ball.
Oh, man. Okay, I didn't even see it tip off. That's probably why it went so high.
Yeah.
It looked like she was close. Oh, wide open. Marissa Olsen gets the pass in. She turns and takes a shot. Doesn't go in, but Alyssa gets a shot. And she's got a wide open look at the basket. And just a real slack defense right there.
Mm-hmm. you could tell these pointers are getting a little bit tired. They were doing really good on defense right at the beginning. Now they're falling behind a little bit.
And here's a pass down to the bottom post. Goes back to Justin. Oh, fed into Nicole Gunnarsson, who had a great position, but it goes down. Loose ball picked up by Karis Allsworth, and I don't know what they're going to call that one. Johnny wasn't moving very much, but Karis ran right into her. And, okay, that's going to send the ball out of bounds off of Port Allsworth. And here comes the line change again.
Starters are back out.
Yep, everyone but, oh, yeah, okay, Peyton's sitting down. So here's the full starting crew. And that's a throw-in for Port Allsworth. Karis has the ball now. With under 1 minute to go, 15-4 in favor of Port Allsworth. Allie Smith drives the lane. She runs into Dontessa, knocks Dontessa over, loses the ball in the process. It's in the hands of Chloe Gardner. She's got Madison on her right. High pass, lots of defense, so she sends it out towards the perimeter to Dontessa, who puts up a shot. That doesn't go down. Desiree gets a rebound. That one doesn't go in either. Travel as Dontessa picks it up and takes a shuffle step.
Yep, she took a step and then kind of stuttered her other foot.
Yeah, tried to move forward a little bit. Oh, and a pass almost goes off the back of the leg of Chloe Gardner, but Marissa picks it up, and there's a steal by Alyssa. Madison wide open underneath the basket, gets the pass, and that's good for two.
Yep. We have 15 seconds left to go. Lynx ball. They're going to work down the court.
Oh, Kaylee Harriet has a good wide open range to work with, but here's Dontessa posting up. High shot off the glass doesn't go in. 4 seconds. Karis trying to get one last shot in.
Ooh,
oh, good deflection by Dontessa. And there's a buzzer as Madison passes to Desiree, and they'll let the time go out. And as we end the first quarter, the score here, 17-4 in favor of Sandpoint. And again, this is the opportunity for third place here at the Try and Tip Off.
Yep.
Congratulations to the King Cove rookies winning the championship today.
Yep, they had a great game.
Oh,
making
gosh.
It a close game. It was
close.
Very close.
And, you know, it was pretty even between New Stew, King Cove, and Sandpoint in general with this game. And Port Allsworth has a great team. They have no gymnasium, so their practice is extremely limited. So coming out here and even playing at the level that they're playing at is commendable.
Yes, they are doing a great job, and they are becoming more skilled every time they play.
Yeah, exactly. You can see that. Their confidence level is getting in there. Starting to see a little bit of fatigue that comes with just being on the road for 3 days.
Yeah.
And, you know, staying up. I don't know how tight the chaperones have been with their curfews, but, you know, it's so much fun when you have so many teams and you're all hanging out, getting to know new people. I want to say thank you to our sponsors really quickly, though. Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, Lake Clark Air, the Shoeing Corporation, King Cove Corporation, Telealaska, Wasac Electronics here in Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways in Cold Bay in Sandpoint, Grant Aviation in King Cove, and the FV Red Hunter. Thank you so much to these sponsors for making these basketball games happen. This has been a lot of fun. All right, so here's the ball. It's going to be possession for Sandpoint. Tight defense being played by Port Allsworth as we begin the second quarter. Yeah, forcing Chloe out.
Yep. She just dribbled the ball right on the line.
Yeah, and that was good defense by, I believe, Alyssa Olson, forcing her to dribble on the line there. So here it is, ball in favor of Port Allsworth. Allie Smith's going to be tightly guarded by Desiree. She pulls her dribble up and gets in trouble.
Ooh.
Oh, pass off the foot of Karis Allsworth is going to send that one out of bounds. And that would have been an over and back anyway, so she'll let it go out of bounds. A little bit deeper than she would have been if she had picked it up, but still possession for Sandpoint. Alyssa Ludwig calls a play into action. Pass to Chloe Gardner gets stolen, and a jump ball,
Jump ball.
Yeah, that was a clean reach in by Chloe Gardner trying to steal the ball back.
If it wasn't a jump ball, she would have had a travel, but luckily the coach saw the jump ball before the travel.
Yeah, Chloe literally had the ball stopped from being able to dribble. Here's a throw, and it goes to Karis Allsworth, who does a good ball handler, Karis Allsworth. She drives in. Oh, picked up by Dontessa, though. Sees a loose ball and grabs it right away. Gets it to Desiree, who's wide open. Oh, good hesitation there. Yep. Gets the defense to go right by her and puts it on the glass for two.
She kind of fakes up defense, sending the defense flying past her, but gets the shot up.
And defensively here, Karis Allsworth is in big trouble. She could not get past Madison and Chloe. In fact, was losing ground very quickly going towards the baseline. It goes out of bounds on the baseline.
We're going to see the same play again, making them work.
Yep, and it tipped off the hands of Madison again, but this time Alyssa Olson picks it up. She's trying to get through traffic.
Ooh, tipped out by Chloe Gardner.
Chloe has the ball. She gets it to Desiree on the right-hand bottom post, and she puts it in. Good for two. good play by Chloe. Yeah. It was a bad opportunity there. She was just a little bit forward of the basket. Desiree was in great position but had some defenders around her. The pass and the shot worked, though. 19 now for Sandpoint. Oh!
Ooh, that was from volleyball. She completely...
What a swat.
Yeah, she was not letting that ball go any farther forward.
Yeah, she just totally swat the ball down. Tessa knocked the ball out the sideline. Three-point shot's going to be off the mark by Kara Salisworth, and Madison will let that go off the baseline.
Yeah, then Tessa must have been having a little flashback back to volleyball.
Yeah. Good job here by Sandpoint and Port Allsworth. Sandpoint passes the ball down to their end. Tight defense. Alyssa Ludwig feeds it down to the post, and a shot by Desiree comes short of the rim, but the pass goes to Madison this time, and we're having another jump ball. Madison's shot did not go in, and that was Mercy Allsworth with the board, and Madison forces a jump ball.
Yep.
So throw in for Sandpoint underneath their own basket. Oh, Desiree wide open off the glass. Good for two, and Desiree's really on her stride right now.
Both Desiree and Madison are great post players to get those shots to land.
Yeah, 21 now for Sandpoint. Still seeing the full court pressure here. Not letting up. Karis Allsworth loses the ball to Chloe. Oh, a pass to Dontessa. Almost gets knocked. Oh, and just off the foot of Dontessa, and she's laughing about that one as she was trying to turn sharp.
Yeah,
it goes off her foot.
She was going to turn around and pass it, but hit it with her knee, sending it out of bounds.
So here we go. Port Allsworth with the ball now. Karis will bring it in. And pass over to Marissa Olsen, who will take it towards the top of the key. She's being tightly guarded by Dontessa. Here's that 3-2 zone being played again. Oh, and good tip out by Alyssa Ludwig. Almost gets the possession, but Marissa picks it up for Port Allsworth. Here's Allie Smith. She's in a bad spot. Pass over to Mercy. Gets intercepted by Desiree. She's got Dontessa breaking wide open. She bounces out to Chloe. Off the glass. Oh, almost in. And tipped off by the Lynx. Possession for Sandpoint.
Yeah, Sandpoint is trying to get all the players having points on the board, but losing some points.
In the process,
yeah.
Yeah, Dontessa was doing a good job unselfishly passing the ball there. Madison feeds it out to Alyssa. Alyssa Ludwig with a shot. That just goes off the back of the rim and trickles to the other side. Picked up by the Port Allsworth Lynx. And here comes Karis with the ball. 5:30 to go here in the first half. The score is 21-4 in favor of Sandpoint. There's Karis driving into the paint. She'll lose the ball to Dontessa, who is just wide open. And here's the pass to Chloe. There it is. The money shot gets her first 2 points on the board.
We got timeout by Abigail Wells.
Yep, calling a one-minute break, just trying to get the momentum to slow down a little bit. Sandpoint's definitely starting to hit their stride.
Yeah.
Their defense is getting sharp again, forcing turnovers. Port Allsworth just must be feeling a little tired.
Yeah, they're feeling a little tired. And Sandpoint is having great teamwork and just all working as a team. They're not a one-man team.
No, they're not. And I've liked that about every single team that we've seen here, whether it's King Cove, Sandpoint, Port Allsworth, or Newstu. Everyone plays.
Yeah.
Everyone contributes.
Everyone plays, and everyone gets at least a point or attempts to a point.
Yeah, attempts to the point, and then, you know, they bring something to the table. You know, everyone that plays, you know, and I was not seeing Newstu play at all until just the other day. I was really impressed by their girls' team because every person who got the ball could do something with it.
Yeah.
And that was nice, you know. It's good when you see that, like, an all-around team who is able to really take possession and people that you can count on to take it to the basket. 5:16 on the clock here, 25-4. Sandpoint is in the lead. And here we come out of that timeout. There'll be possession for the Lynx. And throw in, and we're going to see that full court press here. Sandpoint isn't going to quite let up yet. No, okay, there they go to the half court.
Yeah.
They're going to let the defense up a little bit here. In that 3-2 zone, setting up low, here comes the Lynx. Marissa pulls up her dribble and sends it over to Karis Allsworth at the top of the key. Karis looking for a feed over to Marissa. Takes a quick shot off the front of the rim. Rebound, Desiree Mobeck. Here's Alyssa Ludwig. A fast pass to Dontessa. She's going to lose the ball, but it'll be touched by Mercy Allsworth and out of bounds off the baseline.
I think during that timeout, Coach told the defense to line up a little bit and let them get some points on the board, trying to be nice.
Yep. All right. Good wide open pass to Madison Thompson on the right bottom right post.
Every time, the defense is just not there to block it.
Yeah, Madison steps in there right where she needs to be. That play is working really well.
Yeah.
Here's Karis Allsworth with the ball. She'll test the waters, but quickly pull back out to the perimeter again. Pass the ball off to Marissa Olsen. Now Karras open on the paint. Doesn't go down. It's going to be off the hands of Allie Smith and possession for Sandpoint. And here comes Kaylee Harriet again, substituting for number 14, Karras Allsworth for the Lynx. 4:30 to go here on the clock. Four fouls apiece for these teams. Oh, and a near travel there by Desiree, but she gets her dribble in, passing to Alyssa Ludwig, and almost stolen away from her. Here's Desiree Mobeck with the ball, and again almost loses it, but she regains control. And, oh, a nice little shot going in from about 10 feet out.
Yeah, dribbling might not be her strong spot, but she can definitely make those shots fall.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she was having a hard time the other night, Desiree, but she's really on stride here this evening. Kaylee Harriet with the ball now. She's going to move the ball all the way over to the left-hand side of the perimeter. Not seeing any opportunity, she'll take it back to the top of the post and let Marissa Olsen have a chance. Oh, and a pass down to the right-hand side gets knocked away by Sandpoint.
Yeah.
And off the hands of the Lynx, so it'll be a possession for the Eagles. 3:50 to go here on the clock.
Ooh.
Here's Desiree Mobeck with the ball to Chloe Gardner. She's at the top of the key. Oh, Desiree's wide open.
Yep.
Perfect shot off the left-hand post. So they're playing man-to-man. That leaves the opportunity on the paint really for, you know, just to spread out the defense and to let them have those open shots down low.
Yeah, like we were talking about yesterday, the offense is spreading out, having the man-to-man leaving the lane wide open right to the basket.
Yeah, 3-2 zone's working out pretty well for Sandpoint this tournament. Here comes Allie Smith with the ball. She's going to try to drive in the baseline. Oh, and that's going to be a step off out of the line, yeah.
Yeah, number five is kind of laughing on that one. She knew her foot was over.
Yeah.
And just couldn't stop the pass.
Allie Smith was really stuck there on the baseline, needing some help, and Marissa gave it a good shot. Oh, pass to Desiree. She'll send it back to Dontessa, who's going to hold on to the ball. Get it over to Chloe Gardner. Chloe will call the play into action. Feeds it down to Dontessa. And there's Chloe again. She drives it down, looking for some help. Almost intercepted there by Marissa, but Desiree ends up with it. And there's another shot. Oh, all the way in and then back out again.
Yeah, you can definitely tell by all teams that this tournament is benefiting everybody.
Yeah, just the experience.
Yeah, everybody getting to play somebody else and somebody new.
Yeah, and as we go in here, we're going to see a lot. Oh, pass into Desiree or Dontessa. Almost goes up, doesn't quite make it in. Rebound will go to the Lynx. And, yeah, as we hit the road game here, the road trip coming up here, this experience is going to be really beneficial.
Yes.
Get a lot of the kinks out. And a long shot, had a good distance, but not the right line by Marissa Olsen going out of bounds. And here's a couple of subs. Justina's going to come in for Dontessa, and Madison will sit down, and Nicole Gunderson will take her place. So a couple of freshmen coming in here, get some experience with 2:30 to go here in the first half. Intercepted pass by Kaylee Harriet.
Ooh, but, tried to knock it over there.
Yeah, good job there trying to knock it off, but no one could get to it in time except for the Eagles, so that'll be possession back to Justina. Oh, and there it is. Alyssa Olsen steals the ball, gets it over to Marissa. A feed back to Alyssa, but there's the defense, giving up time for the defense to catch up, so they're going to have to pull the ball back out to the perimeter. Karras is going to take a shot from three way downtown. Good line, doesn't quite make it in, though. And rebound goes to Alyssa Ludwig, who quickly feeds Justina. And Justina will pull the ball back. And I think we're going to see Sandpoint try and burn some clock time here. You know, they have been taking the time, though, to run the plays. And it's almost like they're taking this as a good opportunity for practice, like you were saying. They're not stalling out the clock. They're running their plays. They're making sure that they run it in real time, too. You know, because you can run in practice all day long. But when you got people that aren't on your team
that
playing against you.
Yeah. When you're on the team, you know the plays. It's kind of easy to defend, but with people who don't know the plays and just know defense, it's interesting to watch.
Yeah, exactly. And it gives you a chance to kind of figure out the quirks of the plays.
Yes.
Oh, if they're doing this defensively, we can shift it this direction.
Yeah.
And that's experience that you can't buy in practice.
No.
So, you know, it is kind of good to have the opportunity here to run the plays.
Yeah.
I noticed that Sandpoint heavily favors the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed this when they're going in offensively?
They are not a big left-handed team.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that you're going to have to work on, especially when you start playing teams of a hard shot by Port Aldsworth that goes hard off the backboard, rebound by Justina. And that's something you're going to have to work on when you start playing teams at, like, you know, Toke and the Kiski and all those places where they'll be. Oh, good feed down to Nicole Gunderson. 3 seconds in the lane, though. That's going to be a turnover for Sandpoint. And here's a couple of new players coming in. Chloe will sit down as along with Alyssa Ludwig and Johnny Pilcher and Peyton Stroud will sit in.
Yeah. Practice is great for working on the centers, but you can't really get all the stuff that's going to happen for real.
Yeah. So here's Allie Smith driving the baseline. She runs into Desiree, who's not giving up any ground.
Ooh,
yeah, double dribble called.
Yeah. She just cannot keep control.
Yeah, Desiree was just posting up real hard. 46 seconds to go here in the first half, 31-4. Justina's got the ball for Sandpoint. They're going to burn down some time, and again, they move to the right-hand side. Oh, and stolen by Alyssa Ludwig. Johnny Pilcher is able to steal it back, though. And over and back. Yeah, over and back's going to be called there on Johnny Pilcher. She sends the ball to over to one side and back again. And she has a pretty stiff defense to work against there. Good turnover being forced by Port Allsworth. 31 seconds left on the clock. 31 for Sandpoint, 4 for Port Allsworth. Pass to Allie Smith as she drives in. Johnny Pilcher guarding her very tightly. And she'll pull up her dribble, send it down to Alyssa. Alyssa Olson with the ball. She's looking for help. Oh, and a pass to Kaylee Harriet gets lost but picked up by Karis. And Karis Allsworth with the dribble. It's going to get knocked away by Justina Parami, but picked up again by Port Allsworth. 4 seconds. They're looking for a shot here. Johnny steals it. The buzzer's going to go here, but Justina gets a shot off in time. Oh, off to the right side of the backboard. Good effort by Port Allsworth. They were able to maintain the control of the ball for a long time there. Couldn't quite get the shot off, though. And going into the halftime, we have 31 for Sandpoint and 4 for Port Allsworth. So good effort from both these teams. Again, a big thank you to our sponsors for this game, Lake Clark Air, the Copper Whale Inn, the Shimoon Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation, Telalaska, WazTech Electronics, and Peninsula Airways, Grant Aviation, and the FV Red Hunter. Dave, we're going to send it back to you.
And you're live.
Yes, we are. We're live here, and I'm with Edmund Cumberledge. Sandpoint and Port Allsworth Lynx are on the floor. We're about to go underway here in the second half of this game. It's 31-4 in favor of Sandpoint, and we're seeing a good competition here from both these teams. See how Port Allsworth comes into the second half. With a deficit like this, it's oftentimes easy to say, I'm just going to give up, but knowing Port Allsworth Lynx, I don't think that's going to happen. Justina makes quick work of 2 points as she gets a steal and takes it all the way to the basket and puts it up for two, making the score 33.
You definitely see the Lynx slow down because they only have one pair of sub in and out. But the Sandpoint Eagles can keep it fresh because they got a whole new lineup.
Yeah, I mean, having 10 players makes it really nice. And then it's a good 10 players on top of it all. You have your starting five, but the other five are just generally as effective.
Yes.
They're just a little bit younger.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's the ball going. And we got the second lineup here. This is the freshman lineup on the floor right now with Johnny Pilcher. And happy birthday to Justina Parami. She's 15 today. Mariana Larson, Nicole Gunnarsson, and Peyton Stroud on the floor. And I see Kaylee Harriet, number 10, Alyssa Olson, Karis Allsworth, Allie Smith, and Marissa Olson on the floor for the Lynx. This is their starting five. Oh, ball's going to get thrown away. That's an over and back. Yep.
Yep.
Possession will go to Sandpoint now at the half-court line. And Peyton moves real quick to the ball. She'll throw it in for the Eagles. 6:48 on the clock, 33-4 is the score. And here's the ball going to Justina. Peyton Stroud with the ball. She does a good little bounce pass into Mariana Larson, but she can't quite keep control of it, and it's going to go off of her hands and out of bounds on the baseline. And a big thank you to everyone that made this tournament possible. This has been an amazing tournament. I want to say thank you to the school Sandpoint, school here, doing a great job hosting. I heard from the teams how awesome this tournament was.
Oh, yes. Everybody is loving coming here.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of parents made this possible. This would not have happened if it weren't for certain parents and certain people who just really made lots and lots of food, spent pretty much 72 hours here at the school straight with no sleep, and just made this a really fun tournament.
Yeah.
Here comes Sandpoint with the ball. Johnny Pilcher has it. She feeds it over to Mariana. Now Justina's going to take a three from the baseline. It'll go off the back of the rim, picked up by Karis Allsworth. She's got Peyton Stroud from her. She'll turn and burn, losing the ball, though, so she'll pull back a little bit and get it over to Kaylee Harriet. Here's Kaylee. Ooh, Justina keeping her on her toes, getting a little fake out there like she's going to poke the ball away. And Marissa Olsen's got the ball. She'll take it to the top of the key. Dribbling it over to the right now. Pulls it up. A pass down low gets intercepted, but Port Aldworth keeps control. And there's a long shot. It's going to go out of bounds off the baseline. And possession for Sandpoint. Here comes Brianna Mobeck. She'll sub in for Justina. And two main players on the floor. Yeah, two main players on the floor there. And throw-in goes to Sandpoint. And that was gracious of Joe Calvert. Stolen.
Number 14.
Good job turning around and getting past Brianna Mobeck. Just can't quite get it over to the right side of the basket, and it goes off the bottom of the rim before Aldworth gets the rebound. And here's Mercy Aldworth with the ball. Dribbling around, looking for some help. Takes it to the left-hand side. This is Kaylee Harriet. And she passed it to where Mercy was, not where Mercy was going. Intercepted by the Eagles. Johnny Pilger can't keep control of the ball, though. And Mercy finds the loose ball and picks it up. Here's Allie Smith running with it. She'll be met by Mariana Larson, who does a great job of defense, stopping her from getting any further. Ball goes into Alyssa Olsen's hands.
Off the knee of Johnny Pilger.
Yeah, picked up. Johnny slides to the ground, and a jump ball going to be called there.
Yep.
Johnny did the same thing that she did before. She fell right onto her bottom and grabbed the ball and still had a little bit of slide. She's got to watch out for that.
That will be a travel if she does not watch carefully.
Yeah, exactly. And that was even a little bit of traveling there probably.
Yes.
And this happened to her, I think, in the game against New Studyhawk.
Yes. She would grab ball and slid and spun around and caught a travel.
And Mariana had her hands up calling for the ball but wasn't ready for the pass from Johnny. Picked up by Port Aldworth. Here's Karis moving in. 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Karis Aldworth pulls in her dribble, looking for someone to get open. And Peyton Stroud just gets right in on that loose ball and forces a jump ball. Great effort by Peyton.
Yeah.
That was really good job by Peyton Stroud. She saw the ball just right there in the breadbasket, asking to be taken.
Yes. As Coach Inquist would say, the candy store.
Yeah, the candy store. That's exactly right. You get to pilfer from the candy store right then. All right, here's Kaylee's ball. She'll feed it down to the bottom post. Allie Smith is able to keep control, but she's got defenders all around her, so she'll get it back to the perimeter. Alyssa Olsen now being tightly guarded by Chloe Gardner, who subbed in for Peyton Stroud. And here's Kaylee Harriet. She'll take it back further out towards the half-court line and feeding again to Karis, who drives into the lane, but Johnny gets in between her and the ball and steals it. But here's Karis doing a great job of trying to steal it back, but Johnny maintains possession.
Yes.
And a shot off the glass goes in for two from about 5 feet on the right-hand side of the post. And a fast transition from Karis Aldworth, but Sandpoint doing a good job getting back on D. Karis picks up a good pick from Kaylee Harriet. But she can't control her pass, and it gets picked up by Chloe Gardner. And a jump ball called as Karis and Chloe both fight for it. Possession will go to the Eagles. And a throw-in. And I think we're going to see full-court man here. No. Half-court. Half-court defense coming in now, but it's man-to-man right at the half-court line. Alyssa Ludwig's got the ball for Sandpoint. She'll get over to Johnny Pilcher. Now to the top of the post and pass back to Johnny. Alyssa Ludwig, wide open on the bottom post. Mariana does a really high-banking shot. Doesn't go in. Put back by Nicole doesn't go down either.
Yeah.
Rebounded by the Port Aldworth Lynx. And we've got 3 minutes to go on the clock. The score is 35-4.
Lynx are just not fixing that defensive problem, which is leading to the Eagles getting those easy shots.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, there's just way too many opportunities on the bottom side of the post for Sandpoint. And it's leaving them with just great-looking shots all day long, and that's been the majority of their points.
Yes.
Either been off the baseline tip pass-ins or just feeding down. They've run that play every single time where they feed it down to the baseline. The post goes to the bottom, and they just send it down and in for two. Here's an attempt down to the bottom post for Port Aldworth. It's going to get slapped away, picked up, though, by Kaylee Harriet. She gets down to Marissa Olsen, who turns and shoots. It's going to be tipped off the hands of Nicole Gunderson and out of bounds off the baseline. A few more subs coming in. Mariana Larson and Johnny Pilcher will sit down. And Madison Thompson and Brianna Mobeck will come in. And instead of seeing that wholesale foul there on the post, It's going to be on number 5, Nicole Gunderson, as she was trying to block the shot by Marissa Olsen. Karis Allsworth.
Yep.
She'll go to the line for 2 with 2:30 to go here. And we're not seeing the wholesale line change that we were seeing before, kind of like as Pastor Scott was saying, like Anchorage hockey style. We're seeing like 2 players here, 1 player here, a different style of substitutions than what Coach Emil Mobeck usually does. Uh-huh. And there we go. That shot counts for Karis Allsworth, making it 5 for Port Allsworth now.
Yeah, now with such a lead, the Coach Emil has the time to let the players get a little bit more time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that second one's good, making it 6 now for Port Allsworth. Throw in now to Alyssa Ludvig, taken over by Chloe, and passed down the line to Brianna Mobeck, but here's that tight defense being played. I mean, they're doing a really great job on the top of the perimeter playing D, but they're not falling back in comp staying right there. Yeah, Nicole Gunderson was pretty wide open, but there was a weak left side, and she didn't have a lot to do. Good rebound by Nicole Gunderson there. Fed back to Madison, who takes a shot from the top side of the right-hand post, and that is good for 2. 37 now for Sandpoint, 6 for Port Allsworth. The score is the time left is 2 minutes on the clock in the third quarter.
Yes, this is definitely a slow scoring game.
Yeah, it's been a low-scoring game. And a steal there by Alyssa Ludvig, but it gets stolen right back by the Alyssa Olsen.
Oh, traveling. She just couldn't stop her feet.
Yeah, she was trying to look for a pass, and sometimes when you're focusing on who do I pass it to, you stutter step a little bit, and that forces the turnover. Here's possession for Sandpoint. Brianna Mobeck has the ball. She's being tightly manned by Marissa Olsen. Chloe Gardner now feeding down to the baseline. Passed over to Masson. Good job by the defense collapsing in, but that overcompensation left Nicole Gunderson wide open on the left-hand post, so all they got to do is move it over, and she's wide open.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about, how you have to practice those things in a game. When you see, I had that wide open shot, but the defense collapsed on me, but look, that left the left post wide open.
Yes.
I'll feed it over there.
When you have the ball that close to the basket, mainly the defense is focusing on you, leaving the one player usually open who can make a shot.
Yeah, so good job there by the Port Allsworth Lynx trying to defensively compensate, but left the left side wide open. Now here we go, the Lynx have the ball, and they're looking for some help.
Good defense by Madison Thompson stealing the ball.
And here's Chloe Gardner. She takes a shot on the left-hand side of the post. It doesn't go in. Rebounded, is going to have a foul, and it looks like Alyssa Olsen lost her shoe.
Yeah, foul on number 44, Chloe Gardner, reaching over the back.
That's an intense look on her face right now.
She's not happy.
57 seconds left on the clock in the third quarter. The score is 39-6 in favor of Sandpoint. And Chloe's going to sub out, and Peyton Stroud will come in. First foul for Chloe Gardner of the game. Here's Karis moving it up for Port Allsworth. She takes it to the top of the post. Oh, and Brianna trying to poke in there, but Marissa Olsen keeps her hands on the ball. Nice feed to Karis, who turns and puts up a shot. Oh, just trickles around the front of the rim. Doesn't go down. Rebound for Sandpoint. Brianna gets over to Alyssa Ludvig. Yeah, surprise pull-up on her dribble there.
Yes.
And Alyssa Ludvig loses the ball. It's some good defense played by Marissa Olsen, and it's going to go out of bounds on the sideline. Possession for the Lynx.
Yeah, looks like Alyssa didn't want the Lynx to get possession, so she kicked it out of bounds.
All right, and here comes Karis Allsworth with the ball. She'll get it over to Marissa Olsen with 30 seconds on the clock for the third quarter. They send it down to the free throw line, high off the glass, rolls around the bucket, and in.
Yes.
Good job there by Port Allsworth Lynx, moving the ball in.
15 seconds left on the board. There goes Nicole Gunderson.
And off the hands of the Lynx. They're going to call that actually the Eagle Ball.
Ooh, this is going to be interesting. 8 seconds left on the clock.
They have plenty of time. Oh, good pass to Alyssa Ludvig at the free throw line. Ball swatted down, leaving another opportunity. Oh, Peyton Stroud gets the pass. She's got 1 second. She's got to put it up. And Alyssa Ludvig puts up a late buzzer beater, and that doesn't go down. Peyton Stroud had the ball, but it was too far.
She just didn't have the confidence to throw it that far.
Yeah, so there we go at the end of the third quarter. The score is 39-8 in favor of Sandpoint. And we have to say a thank you to our sponsors here, the Schumigan Corporation here in Sandpoint, always making these broadcasts possible, as well as the King Cove Corporation. Thank you for your support. Lake Clark Air and the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, Tel-Alaska, WazTech Electronics, Peninsula Airways serving Cold Bay and Sandpoint, Grant Aviation in King Cove, and that jolly guy over on the fishing vessel, Red Hunter. Thank you so much for making these broadcasts possible. And just like that, we are about to begin the fourth and final quarter of this third place competition. And barring a dramatic change, it looks like Sandpoint will walk away with a win.
Yep. It was a good game, defensively and offensively.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, Port Aldworth hasn't given up, and we've seen them make gigantic strides throughout this tournament, improving greatly in a lot of ways. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, immediately following this game, we have Sandpoint versus King Cove. This is the championship for the boys, and man, what a game it's going to be. This stadium is going to be packed, it's going to be loud and intense, and you know it's going to be a physical game.
Yes.
Yeah, Sandpoint and King Cove have just been notoriously intense this last season.
Yes. Sandpoint and King Cove being arch rivals are going to be, it's going to be intense. Some of the crowd is going for King Cove, and some of the crowd, lots of the crowd is, I should say, is going to be going for the Eagles.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be fun. It's going to be really, really tight. You know, King Cove and Sandpoint's walked away with only one win so far this season against King Cove, but a lot of the games have been really tight. So here's a throw-in. Alyssa Lovick has the ball for the Eagles. A fresh 8 minutes on the clock. She's going to drive into the lane, dish it out to Peyton Stroud, who takes a lopsided shot. Rebound goes to Nicole Gunnarsson. Her shot does not go in, and Alyssa tries to put it up, but it goes directly vertical. And a foul on Karis Aldworth over the top being called there. So that's going to remain possession for the Eagles. A throw-in underneath their own basket, and Peyton Stroud will take the ball from coach or referee Brandon Smith. Looking for some help. She gets Madison Thompson on the left-hand post. She gets fouled as she puts up a shot and is going to go to the line for a chance for two.
We can tell the Lynx are getting a little frustrated. They're getting a little bit more active on defense, fouling a little bit more.
Yeah, so good effort. Good effort by the Lynx. You know, they're trying to keep their intensity level up. You know, they've done a great job here in this tournament. It's been exciting to see these players here. Here's Madison. She puts up a shot. Oh, rattles all around and goes in.
Al is almost in and out, but she makes it fall.
And I think we'll be nearing the mercy rule here in a couple points. I think when you're 40 points ahead, they stop turning the clock off.
I think they do.
So here's the throw-in now. That's 41 now for Sandpoint, 8 for the Lynx. And Karis Aldworth drives the lane, has a good look to the basket, doesn't go down, rebound for Madison, but stolen away and picked up by Marissa Olsen. The shot by Alyssa Olsen doesn't go in, and the rebound this time for the Eagles. And Peyton Stroud will turn around and dribble back to the perimeter, putting up a long shot for three.
Oh,
it wanted to go in so bad.
She was really getting into that shot.
Yeah, she really leaned into it. Had a good look. Good effort there by Peyton Stroud. 7 minutes on the clock now. Karis Aldworth is going to take her own shot from the three-point line. Doesn't go in. Madison will pick up the rebound and gingerly pass it over to Alyssa Lovick, who will have Alyssa Olsen giving her a little bit of a check. Peyton Stroud's got the ball. She's going to dribble to the top of the key. Oh, good poke out by Marissa Olsen. Out of bounds, last touch by the Lynx. And Peyton Stroud will throw it in for the Eagles at the half-court line. 6:47 on the clock here. And throw in for the Sandpoint Eagles. Good defense.
5 seconds.
Oh, and Peyton just slams the ball down to the referee there. Not happy about that five-second call. Can't be mad at the referee, but just kind of frustrated at yourself when those kinds of things happen. So Peyton sits down, and Breanne Mobeck sits down. Johnny Pilcher comes in, and Dontessa. We'll round out the top five here for Sandpoint. Here's Karis Aldworth driving to the right-hand side. Pulling up her dribble. Good pass down to Alyssa Olsen, but she's got two defenders. Oh, and Dontessa just strips the ball right away from her and drives the sideline.
Ooh.
She had
travel.
Johnny. Yeah. Oh, a travel call there?
Yeah.
Good defense forcing that travel.
Yeah, she tried to pass it, but slipped out of her hands and still had her hands on the ball even leading to the travel.
She had Johnny Pilcher breaking him really fast in the paint, but really Johnny wasn't going fast enough to pass the defense. Another sub on the floor here. We've got Desiree Mobeck coming in. And Madison Thompson sitting down. And Karis Allsworth will try to send it down to the post. It'll get knocked away by the Eagles. Last touch by Sam Point. Throw-in underneath their own basket for Port Allsworth. And here comes the throw-in. Kaylee Harrod will call the play into action. Oh, tipped away by Desiree, but saved by Allie Smith. Good effort there by Allie. She's looking for a little help. Karis Allsworth comes around. A high pass to her. Keeps it in possession. Marissa Olsen with the ball now. She's at the top of the post, and they're going to call double dribble there. It was about to get snatched away by Johnny Pilcher, but a double dribble will send the Sandpoint Eagles to the sideline for a throw-in. And here with 6 minutes on the clock, Johnny Pilcher will run the ball up towards the post, and looking for a pass, she'll go to the right, but send it to the left. Desiree has the ball now on the bottom post, and Johnny for three on the baseline, ooh, just a hair off. Dantessa has the ball now, just over the rim and in. Good for two.
Looks like they have the mercy rule into effect.
Yeah, the clock is running down. We're 43-8 in favor of Sandpoint. Karis Allsworth has the ball now. She is being guarded tightly. Pulls the ball back outside of the perimeter. Here's Kaylee Harriet passing back to Karis. Karis takes it to the right-hand side. She gears up her run, but decides to pull back and pass it. Oh, and that, they're not going to call that a travel, but, took a couple steps there. And, oh, good steal by Dantessa, and she's driving. She's going to be able to beat the defense. Sends it to Johnny Pilcher, who gets, I believe, her first 2 points of the game. They were looking to feed her the basket.
The mercy rule is definitely into effect now.
Yep, 5 on the clock, 45-8 in favor of Sandpoint. And here comes Karis. Taking to the right, she's got a good screen by Kaylee Harriet, looking for help. Now, something that's here for Karis, it's hard that would be something to work on in practice. When she's dribbling the ball, she's not looking up.
No.
You know, she kind of like revs up, looking for a chance to get into the lane.
Yeah.
And instead of looking at what her co-players are doing, she can't keep her eye on it. Oh, and it's still by Alyssa Lovick. Sets Dantessa for a nice, easy, high jump stop. Goes off the glass and in. 47 now for Sandpoint. And it's timeout, full timeout on the floor by Coach Abigail Wells, giving her girls a chance to breathe.
Yes.
As we enter into the final 4 minutes of the game. And again, the score is 47-8, and do not forget, I'm sure you haven't, immediately following this game, the boys of Sandpoint will take on the King Cove T-Jacks for the championship game, and how awesome would it be if Sandpoint won?
That would be pretty awesome. That would be sending the Sandpoint Eagles to regionals.
Would it? These games count for regionals?
This between King Cove and Sandpoint. This is a district right now.
Okay. So it's going to be an exciting matchup here. I can't wait to see what happens here. It's been a great competition between both these teams. We love King Cove. We love Sandpoint. King Cove definitely has been dominating so far this season, even though the game's been tight.
Mm-hmm. Sandpoint is going to have to watch their passes. So is King Cove, not having them get picked off. That has been major turning factors in all games.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when Sandpoint's hot, they're hot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's one of those things, they're a very hot and cold team.
Yes.
And there's not a lot of, like, middle ground between them, and that's really hard. You know, when you're having, like, a mediocre game, there is no mediocre game. It all goes one way or the other, and that's not good. So here we go. We're ending that full timeout called by Abigail Wells. We've got 4:30 on the clock here. The score is 47-8 in favor of Sandpoint, and we are about to, I believe, come into the final few minutes here. Karis Allsworth has the ball. She sends it over to Marissa Olsen. And here's Marissa. Oh,
ooh,
good poke out.
Picked off by Chloe, but...
Taken back by Marissa. Given over to Karis now, and Alyssa Olsen's going to have the ball. She gets it now to Marissa. Oh, and a high pass to Allie Smith goes out of bounds.
Yep, it looked like Dantessa tipped that up a little bit, having number 33 jump for the ball, tipping it out of bounds.
want to take a quick second and say, if you would like to sponsor these broadcasts, there is plenty of opportunity for that to happen. We appreciate any sponsorship to make these basketball games happen. These are some of our most listened to broadcasts, extremely popular all across the region. So if you have a fishing vessel, a small business, and you'd like to get your name on these broadcasts and support KSCP, please give us a contact at our studios in Sandpoint. CW@APradio.org is a great email to reach us at, or 907-383-5737. That's 907-383-KSCP. And you can sponsor these basketball broadcasts. And thank you so much to our sponsors for making these happen. Here's Karis Allsworth with the ball. She gets a good screen by Marissa Olsen driving in, but it's stolen by Johnny Pilcher, and Johnny will run the ball up and pull back. I think we'll see them. And we, like we were talking about earlier, Sandpoint has not done a lot to try to burn the clock out. You know, they keep running their plays, keep getting good practice in here. Yes. But it looks like they're going to pass the ball around a little bit more now with three minutes on the clock. Everyone's gotten a point. And here's Desiree Mobeck with the ball on the top left-hand post. She's going to pass it back outside now to Bree, who gets it to Chloe. Now back to Brianna, and being tightly guarded by Kaylee, she'll find Chloe Gardner towards the baseline, who will send it down to Desiree, and now to the other side, cross-court.
Yes. Definitely have to watch for weak side passes.
And here's the ball now in the hands of Desiree Mobeck with 2:45 on the clock. Sandpoint doing their best to maintain possession and run the clock down.
Lynx are very tired, not doing too great defensively.
Yeah, you know, it's hard when you're this far into a game, when you're this far into a tournament, to maintain your energy. But, you know, they are definitely doing what they can here. Here's Desiree Mobeck with the ball. She'll take it out to the perimeter and feed it back now to Mariana Larson, who will send it back to Johnny. No pressure on Johnny. Now here comes Marissa Olsen. So Chloe Gardner will get on the right-hand side. Oh, and a good tip out there by Karis Allsworth. And Port. Oh, man, what a monster pass. Almost sent right back to her just almost to get her back.
Yeah.
That was from about 3 feet away, a full power pass.
Yeah, she got a little excited and chucked it.
Yeah, right to her face. But a good job maintaining possession of the ball there. And here comes a steal by Desiree, I believe that was.
Brianna's unchallenged at the yellow line.
She'll send it down. Oh, and off the fingertips of Johnny Pilcher and out of bounds. And that'll be a throw-in for the Lynx on the baseline. Here comes... Here comes the ball now for the Lynx. Karis Allsworth will take it in. She runs it up to the half to the free throw line, drives into the lane and loses it. Picked up by Desiree Mobeck. 90 seconds on the clock, and Desiree is just going to send it down to Johnny Pilcher, who will pull back and let the clock run down here just a little bit more. Again, coming up after this game, we have the boys of Sandpoint squaring off for the championship against King Cove, and it's going to be a doozy. So don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Again, immediately at 8 o'clock, the championship game between the Sandpoint boys and the King Cove boys. Here's Desiree Mobeck with the ball. She traveled there, yep. She pivoted with one foot and then pivoted with the other. And they call that walking.
Yep.
1:09, and I believe we have...
a timeout.
Yep, timeout being called there by Abigail Wells. Just maybe giving a little bit of last-minute encouragement to her girls, saying, good job, you played hard, good effort. And, you know, they did a good job. I was really happy to see Port Allsworth here.
Yes. It's very exciting to have teams from the region come back.
Yeah, exactly. And I believe for the girls this year, the regional game will be Manicotic. That's what I'm hearing. And for the boys, it'll be New Haven.
I am not true.
Okay, that's what I've been told. And I've even heard rumor come tell that the regionals will be next year here in Sandpoint.
Yes.
Don't quote me on that.
I think that is very positive.
Yeah, that would be great, and this tournament was a really good practice for that regionals competition that will be coming up. Looking forward to seeing all the great teams, and that will give King Cove and Sandpoint the opportunity to compete for regionals because the district will spring for both.
And hopefully next year Trident will host this again.
I sure hope so. It would be great to make this a standing tradition. We're under one to go here. Port Allsworth puts up a shot, and it doesn't go down. Brianna Mobeck gets the board, and she'll dribble the ball up to Johnny Pilcher. 52 seconds on the clock, and Johnny quickly moves the ball up, passes over to Brianna, who is being tightly guarded. Oh, losing the ball there and her dribble. She gets it now to Johnny Pilcher. And got to give it to Kaylee. She is not giving up on putting pressure on the defense, on the offense. So no easy running down the clock here for Sandpoint. And there's a steal. A poke in there by Alyssa Olson sends the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be last touched by Port Allsworth. Possession for Sandpoint. And just congratulations to the Port Allsworth teams for coming down here, participating, and just massively improving as we saw them play each and every single time. More and more experience, getting better and better. And I'm excited to see what these girls are going to be able to do in a couple of years.
Oh, yes. It is going to be.
Especially, rumor is they're going to get their gym finished next year.
Yes.
So that will be
that would be
major
very
help.
Fun.
And there's a breakaway by Kaylee Harriet. High off the glass. Picked up by Nicole Gunderson. And with 17 seconds on the clock, we're going to have a whistle by the referee. And I believe it's going to be possession for Sandpoint as a foul will be called. A little too much contact going for the rebound.
Yeah.
Full court man-to-man here by Port Allsworth as we enter into the final 12 seconds. Johnny's going to have to work to get past the half-court line.
Ooh.
And there's a turnover forced by Port Allsworth. The pass went high off the fingertips of Brianna.
With 8 seconds, the game is going to Sandpoint Eagles.
Yeah, congratulations to the Lady Eagles of Sandpoint for walking away with third place. The winning team of this year was there was a final buzzer beater by Mariana Larson. Came up a little short of the rim.
She was passing it to the ref, so he could go put the ball away.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I bet that was true. So the championship for the girls this year was the King Cove rookies. New Stewie Hawk Eagles walked away with second. Third place went to the Sandpoint Eagles. And fourth place goes to Port Allsworth Lynx. Edmund, thank you so much for helping me out in this tournament. It was a pleasure working with you.
Yep, hope to do it another time.
Good luck out there, okay? So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. That ends the third place game. And Sandpoint's going to walk away with third here in the try-in tip-off. Congratulations to Port Allsworth with a stupendous effort putting it all out there. And don't go anywhere because coming up in a matter of moments, we will have the Sandpoint Eagles facing off against the T-Jacks of King Cove for the championship game. I believe about 17 minutes to be exact, so stay tuned. We got that coming up. Big Wave, you with me?
Yeah, what was the score in that game again?
47-8 in favor of Sandpoint.
Okay, yeah. 17 minutes. I got some Unplugged in New York with Nirvana.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it's going to be a dandy one.
It is a good one. I'll talk to you soon, Dave.
You bet. Stay tuned, folks. And about 15 minutes, 16 minutes, the final game of this conference will take place. Here's Nevada, the man who sold the world, Lake of Fire, and Come As You Are. You might have time to get them all in here. This is Nirvana Unplugged in New York.